Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
My first sensual tantric massage, written and read by Missy. I lay there panting, wondering if I should try and open my eyes. There was still music playing, but I'd long forgotten about it. I was warm but cooling down, and I was just starting to get a little shivery. His body wrapped and entwined around me, I started the slow process of coming round. Like a small feather that had been blown high up in the sky on a warm day and was now drifting carelessly and slowly down. As it reached the ground, I opened my eyes and realised I was smiling. There seems to be a fixed grin stuck to my face, and he was watching me. I met a man online dating and booked a tantric massage with him for our second date. Even writing that line down makes me wonder about what judgment I might get. But then again, the smile on my face means my gut was right. I'd recently joined an online site particularly used by ethically non-monogamous people, and one local fella caught my eye, partly because he mentioned massages, and my sore back and shoulders thought that might be useful. Our first date was nice. A wet countryside walk, followed by a quiet pub lunch, and then a 30-minute snog session in the back of my car, before agreeing we should meet again. We had chatted about his work, and it turned out he was a professional massage therapist. I've had plenty of massages, and work sitting down all day means I have to be careful with my back. My osteopath and Pilates instructor both recommend regular massages to me. And as we explored this in conversation, he asked if I ever had a sensual tantric massage, something he had experienced and learned about and had enjoyed with others previously. I was intrigued. I love being massaged, and although some of my sex has involved lots of touching and some mild vulva massage, I like the idea of just laying back and letting someone pleasure me, with no worry about what I should be doing in return. It seemed greedy, wanton, and lustful. It was an offer I didn't want to refuse. After some diary planning, we finally booked a day when we were both free, but I had about 3 weeks to wait. I'd spoken to someone else who I'd met independently of the massage therapist, who had enjoyed a few of his sensual tantric massages, and they had reassured me it was worth it. I'd done my due diligence on who he was, his partner, his work, his clients, and I felt comfortable enough that he was exactly who he said he was. I painted my toenails, had a bikini wax, trimmed my bush and shaved my legs. He sent me a list of unusual touch to go through. He had his usual list for routine body massages, but this was the added extras. He asked me to read it all and comment, but that we would go through it all on the day. The list included different types of touch, like scratching, tickling and kissing. And areas to be touched were also listed, including breasts, nipples, outer labia, inner labia, clitoris, anus, etc. All things could be a no, a maybe, a yes, or a hell yes. A no would be respected at all times, and even if it was requested later, would not be done. Maybes would be asked about, and anything could be changed to a no at any time I wanted. There was also a request for favourite terms for the genital areas or words that should not be used. He used the term yoni on the forms, but I said I was completely happy with cunt as my preferred term, but would recommend avoiding pussy as I find it a little icky. I arrived and found his place warm and comfortable. I hadn't realised, but he'd turned the heating up just for me to get naked. A few pleasantries and a cup of tea done, we got down to business. He told me to close my eyes and went through the full checklist. I had to answer honestly and verbally, and although it seemed strange, I understood why he did it this way. Nothing to distract from how I really felt. Easier to say no, as well as yes to what he was asking. The only question that threw me was what I wanted him to wear. He told me it was completely about me and there was nothing he expected in return. So the fact that he offered to work on me naked, in underwear, topless or fully clothed, did make me wonder. But in my wank fantasies, and believe me, I'd wanked about this a lot, he was always fully clothed, so I asked for that. He then sat and held my hands and asked for eye contact before we started. We stared at each other and I tried hard not to giggle. I found myself following his breathing and my heart raced, but I also managed to keep it in my chest. It became easier as the seconds passed by, and an excited smile fixed itself to my face. By this point, it didn't seem weird to stand up, take all my clothes off, and climb onto the massage bed, and he then covered me with warm towels. We'd planned that the first half an hour would be a routine back and shoulder massage, and I relaxed into the bed, doing the usual painful groans as he worked out the knots over my shoulder blades. After the 30 minutes, I was calm and comfortable. His hands were doing exactly as promised, and I felt relaxed enough as he moved onto my legs. I knew the real enjoyment was to come, but the warmth, his delicious hands, and the slightly floaty music kept me from worrying at this stage, and I just drifted into the sensation. He worked up to the top of my thighs, and at the point I would normally start getting concerned, he just kept gently working his hands. It was such a gradual transition to him stroking and working his fingers from my thighs to in between my legs and onto my labia that I didn't flinch. In fact, I gently opened my legs just a bit more, feeling the familiar warmth spread through me as my cunt responded to his attention. Maybe I raised my hips a fraction, I'm not sure, but I then felt him pressing up against my clit. I think it was his knuckles of a fist in a gentle rotating motion from behind that sent my first orgasm to roll over me. I caught my breath, trying to remember just to relax and let him do the work. But it's hard when my brain is often wired to the "what should I be doing for them?" thought. I think I came about 3 times just lying on my front. This is an estimate because I definitely lost track later. Before he asked me then to roll onto my back. I'd had my eyes closed before, but now I definitely kept them shut. Not to blank out what was happening, but to help myself remember to just forget about everything else and just feel. And I did feel. I felt his hands on my arms, working down towards my own hands, and his mouth sucking on my fingers one at a time. It made me giggle and felt funny, but not enough to pull away or say anything but smile. He moved up to my breasts and spent a delicious amount of time caressing and stroking and occasionally kissing them. My whole body was now awake and humming. My cunt was satisfyingly wet. As I felt him working towards it, I know my mouth was open, perhaps in a reflex. His fingers teased and rubbed and opened my lips, pressing into me, and another orgasm waved over me. There were times I had no idea what he was doing with his hands, but it felt so good. Fingers inside me and on me, pressing my clit. I assume he was right-handed, as that was the hand on my cunt, but his left hand never really left me either. Either on my breasts or helping out the right, and I came again with my juices running over his fingers. He gently pressed his left hand down on the centre of my chest. I felt grounded by it. Maybe he was feeling my heart rate go up and down. Maybe it was keeping me aligned and centred on the massage bed as the orgasm waves ripped over and out of me, causing me to buck and wriggle under him. It becomes a bit foggy at this stage. I wasn't counting my orgasms, but I think it was somewhere between 20 and 50. I don't think I said much, but I'm aware I do swear when I orgasm. I'm definitely more of a panter than a screamer, but I didn't talk or converse at all. I just let him do what he wanted, and it all felt amazing. I felt his breath on me, and sometimes he blew gentle, cool air over my nipples and clit. He lightly kissed my lips once or twice, and I felt his hands in my hair, again balancing the one that seemed almost constantly on or in my cunt. Sometimes he didn't move it. Sometimes it was just pressure on my pubis. Sometimes it was several fingers inside and a thumb circling my clit. I knew I had made a puddle. No one makes me come that many times without me squirting, or at least having my hot juices run down their hands and onto the soft towels. There was so much softness about the situation. Yet thinking about it now, he must have had so much control. He played me like a fine instrument, making the music of my orgasms, building up with crescendos and periods of speed and intensity alongside long, soft pauses. I vibrated under him, my body shuddering and shaking as I came again and again. I remember grabbing his trouser leg at one point, my hand balled into the fabric, trying to cling on as I crashed in and out of the orgasms. I felt his cock, stiff and held in his trousers, brush over my hand at the edge of the bed just a few times. A lovely reminder that he was enjoying this, but he didn't need anything from me. At one point, I think I grabbed his hand that was playing with my cunt. I was spent. I didn't think I could come anymore. My clit throbbed, my dripping cunt pulsated, and my core muscles ached from all that internal clenching they had done. My breath was shallow and fast. I'm not sure if that's how it ended, but I became aware we had finished with him kneeling behind me, his head resting near mine and his arms holding my shoulders and tops of my arms. He asked if he could give me a full hug, and when I nodded agreement, he moved and climbed on next to me and just held me in his arms. I felt high, like I was stoned, but this was like a fresh, clear high, an orgasm-induced high I'd not really had before. I became aware of my surroundings and gradually opened my eyes. He had worked on me for 2 whole hours. The time had slipped by, and I was completely unaware of it. I was just glowing from head to toe. I grinned all the way home, and probably for the next few days. I clung to my husband that night, whispering about what had happened as he fucked my tender but still needy cunt. The next day, I'm not sure what ached more, my now loosened shoulder blades or my pelvic floor muscles. The high lasted for a good few days. I'm not a religious person at all, but it felt very spiritual. Something I struggled to explain to friends and other lovers over the next few weeks. It definitely had some positive healing effects on me. And if tantric massages could be prescribed to everyone, I think it would do the world of good. If you enjoyed that, you can find more of me at focusedandfilthy.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.